Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from May the 6th, 2024. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at Friday's performance, mostly positive for the indices we follow on the video. Most U.S. equity indexes positive territory, with the NASDAQ 100, NASDAQ Composite up just shy of 2%. Saw the S&P rebound about 1.25% there. Only things in negative territory. Technically saw gold finish in negative territory, but really about flat there. Overall, crude down 1% with Friday's action. Quite a bit of action on the charts with Friday's action as well. The NASDAQ Composite breaking a second double top there, second consecutive buy signal at 16,100 as it moved up to 16,200. As for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, we did mention last week that it had been consolidating here, still maintaining that sell signal. But with Friday's action, reverse back into X's, rallied to break that double top there at 38,600 to return the Dow to a buy signal. But worth continuing to monitor there, the Dow relative to other indices and some of that action that may transpire. As far as international equities go, we saw EEM give a second consecutive buy signal last week. In this case, EFA reverses up back into X's with Friday's action, putting in a higher bottom here at 76, just above prior resistance there. It's a pretty healthy pullback overall for EFA here. Now reversing back into X is there at 79. Those who may be seeking international exposure could potentially look at EFA here for broad base. Now, as far as bonds go, we did see AGG return to a buy signal, breaking the double top there at 96 as it rallied up to 96.25. Conversely, we also saw the TNX chart, the US 10-year yield chart, reverse down into O's, falling to 4.5 or 45 on the chart here, 4.5%. Is the way we would read that. So seeing that action transpire, we then follow over to the commodity space where gold gave its third consecutive sell signal there at 2280, showing a near-term picture of waning demand with a series of lower tops here along with those three consecutive sell signals for gold. As for crude oil, we saw it give a second sell signal mid last week, ultimately fell through the bullish support line with Friday's action, moving crude back into a negative trend. As indicator action may go, we did see some shorter term ones show some upside movement here. This is that percent positive weekly momentum for the NYSE symbol caret MONYSE there, measuring the percentage of stocks showing positive weekly momentum within the NYSE stock universe right now. Reverse back up and moved up to 34%. So just over a third we're seeing maintain or have switched back to positive weekly momentum. As far as other indicators go, worth a mention here that we saw the bullish percent for the S&P mid-cap 400 reverse back into X's prior to the S&P 500. The S&P 500 still sits still sits in O's at this time, but seeing the bullish percent for the mid-cap 400 reverse back into X's. Additionally, we saw the bullish percent for the S&P small cap 600 reverse back into X's with Friday's action there just below that 50% mark. Again, both doing so before BPSPX. As far as earnings go, a little bit quieter week this week, a little more retail consumer driven stocks coming up this week and some of the names that may not be quite as popular as we've seen in the recent weeks. But among those that we're seeing report today, it's going to be Simon Property Group, SPG, currently a 5-for-5er at the moment, has reversed down and sits here just below the middle of the trading band at 140. We keep an eye on support there at 136, at least near term. A reversal back into X's comes with a move above 146. Still technically maintains that buy signal after breaking a triple top and technically completing a shakeout pattern there at 48. Next stock we'll take a look at and we'll be reporting on Tuesday is going to be Walt Disney, DIS. It's a 4-for-5er and has reversed down with action in April. At the moment, haven't seen it rebound enough to reverse back into X's, but that potential comes with a move above 118. We would see it return to X's. Move above 124 would be a third consecutive buy signal and bring us up to match that prior rally high there, near that prior rally high that we saw in August of 2022, just one box below that actually technically. So we'll keep an eye out there for upside movement. now. Downside movement, support there at 106. See a little bit of prior resistance there at 102. So those are the near-term levels we would keep an eye on for Disney, but has improved up to a 4 for 5 after starting the year as a low attribute name. So worth keeping an eye on there. As always, if there are any questions you have about the video or a particular stock you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.